You're listening to SBS News.
An hour west of Sydney's CBD on the banks of the Nepean River, the traditionally working-class city of Penrith is a hub for an array of culturally diverse communities. It's also home to many young parents, including Maria Luisa Petiso. A mother of two, she sticks to a tight budget each month in an attempt to stay on top of the growing costs of living.
All your household bills, like electricity, mobile phones, daycare charges, before school clubs, school charges, and anything associated in our day-to-day life.
Ms. Petiso has an online blog offering advice and budget plans to other families struggling to make ends meet.
Utility bills have gone up so much. So for mums and dads, that the majority of them work, anything that is a relief is a bonus. There's so many costs that we cannot avoid, but the ones that we can make a difference to, we absolutely do.
On budget night, she'll be looking for a reduction on day-to-day expenses like electricity, health and childcare.
It certainly sway my vote. Anything that is more of a bonus to a young family, it's got to be a good thing. And I know where I certainly would put my vote once I'd listened to what's out there.
The government has hinted the 2019 budget will bring forward tax cuts for low and middle income earners, a move to counter Labor's own tax relief agenda. It's also promising $200 million to reduce out-of-pocket costs for scans and ultrasounds. But voters feeling the pinch are looking for relief in other areas too. Penrith resident and father of two, Mark, says the cost of daily expenses keep going up.
Electricity's a big cost, housing's a big cost, schooling, education, everything. It's, you know, they used to call Australia the lucky country. I call it the rip-off country now because everything's so expensive.
Disability care worker Karima says childcare hits her hip pocket the hardest.
I can't afford to pay childcare, especially when I put my child in it. Like 4 days, it's like the half of my salary is going to go to pay. Then what am I going to do to pay some other stuff? It's a bit expensive, you know.
While Penrith resident of 30 years, Jamie Clark, is hoping for more funding for Indigenous youth programs.
Like the local junior footy club that I started a few years ago, Mount Druitt, was all like local juniors, like Aboriginal kids and that. We got them all off the street and everything. We did good, we got a lot of kids off the street, but we didn't get the funding we needed, so the club shut down.
Lindsay has been a bellwether electorate since it was first contested, changing hands with every change of government, with just one exception. In 2016, incumbent Labor MP Emma Hussar won by a margin of 1.1% despite a narrow coalition victory. Ms. Hussar won't recontest the seat in May, opening the field to two new candidates who'll be hoping their party's policies resonate with voters. Penrith resident James Lockett says initiatives that relieve daily financial pressures will be key to gaining swing voter support in the electorate.
I believe, you know, anything that can have a cost reduction impact on the weekly budget would be looked upon favourably by constituents in this region, yeah, definitely.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.